Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer.
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over.
Mr. Jackson,
sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you today. Him where it hurts.
Starring Gary Dorden from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of George Universal Radio. I'm your co-host, Blue Money. You're here with Jahar Shakir. I'd like to welcome everybody to the radio broadcast. Before we get into broadcast, I want to share a couple of important events in history. That seem to be important, like October the second, 1800, marched the birth of our freedom fighter and revolter, a black guerrilla fighter, Nat Turner. October the 4th, marched the birthday of E-Man Jameer Al-Amin, formerly known as H-Rock Brown, who was a chairman of SNCC, Minister of Defense for the original Capital Republic of New Africa. The Minister of Justice for the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense, and he also established the West End Community in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, October 5th, 1928, marked the birth of James Foreman, who was a member of Congress Racial Equality, chairman of the Student Honorary Quarter Committee, and also a member of the Black Panther Party. October 7th, 1934, marked the birth of Imamu Amir Baraki, who won the originators of the black art movement in Harlem. Also, one of the first minister of culture of the Vision from New Africa. Also in October 7th, 1897, marked the birthday of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the final lost foundation of Islam. I'd like to say freedom all to all the political prisoners, revolutionary greetings. I'd like to applaud all the brothers and sisters in the struggle and in any kind of political, revolutionary, or black national organization movement, educational movements, propaganda movements that are continuing to educate themselves whether educate others. On the show tonight, we have a brother who's a polymath, a very informative brother, a hard worker, a dedicated brother to the struggle of African liberation, to the global pan-Africanism. I'd like to welcome to the show, Brother Ross Marvin. Greetings, brother. Greetings, brother. Hello? You hear me, comrade? Anybody hear me? Brother Ross Marvin. Comrade Jonaku. Brother Jonathan. Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. This is Mama Condi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just speaking. Anybody hear me speaking?
I just came on.
Brother Ross Marvin. Hold on.
Brother Ross Marvin, I guess for tonight?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. How you doing, Brother Jonaku? Brother Ross Marvin, you know? Blog tight. Okay, I see that. You know? Be like the one you use the enemy for use the enemy's facilities. You know, be like that.
Yep.
Like that. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings, family.
Okay.
Aha.
Hey, welcome to the show, Brother Ross Marvin. How you doing, brother?
Oh, great. Brother Bomani, how about yourself?
Doing well, brother. Yeah, we were having a little technical difficulty, man. Can you give the people a little brief bio yourself before we start it off? I know you're not gonna be long, so I'm gonna jump right into it, really.
Okay, that's on. Greetings, family. This is Ross Marvin, the local president for the UNIA Division 421 here in Atlanta, Georgia, and also one of the brothers who hold on the Collective Black People Movement. It's about the works, and it's about each one of us, and that's what Ayman is about, looking out for us as a people.
True indeed. Okay. First, I'll let ask you, thank you for coming to our show.
Serious echo. I'm sorry, you have a serious echo.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for coming to our broadcast and sharing now that we understand your experiences, first off. And my first question is, can you tell us the mission of Collective Black People Movement? What is the actual mission or the organization?
Oh, certainly, Brother B. The mission of the Collective Black People Movement is to gather, document, and organize the skills, talents, and intelligence of Black people for the purpose of self-help and collective development.
Okay. And when exactly was the Collective Black People Movement established?
It's over 20 years now that we've been gathering, documenting, and organizing our people. So we had formed the organization in 1995, and we got our first member in 1996.
Okay. I understand y'all have different departments. What do these different departments consist of?
Well, I'll share with you and I'll answer your question. Just want to back it up and look at the big picture, meaning that we as a people, we have over 1 million things that we have to do as a people. And You know, if you put all the things we have to do, it's over a million. But what we know is that 75% or more of the million things that we have to do as a people fall underneath the top 50 different area of our people's skills, talents, intelligence. So if you look at the top 50 different areas that our people is involved in, and that goes from computer technology to the legal area to medical, you name it, the top 50 different skills and talents of our people. Over 75% of the million things that we have to do as a people fall underneath one of the top 50 different areas of our people's skills, talents, intelligence. So by organizing our people by our people's skills, talents, intelligence, we come up with the 50 different areas of our people's skills, talents, intelligence. So the CBPM structure, our backbone of the collective Black people movement, is that it's made up of these 50 different departments of our people's skills, talents, intelligence. And each member who signs up choose which area they want to be involved in with the collective. So it's all about moving our people from functioning individually to be functioning collectively as a people.
True indeed. I understand that you got to have an extensive database that has a list for A to Z in regards to Black business, Black organization, Black churches, Black contact, Black radio, Black news, Black information, now to share with the people, right? Now, what I'm interested in, what inspires you to push the collective Black people movement as well as the global cities for all African people are. For our African people, what inspired you to push those two standpoints?
Okay, and the standpoint you mean is the works with the collective Black people movement, and the other standpoint you was mentioning, you said global citizenship
for all African people. What basically encouraged you, or motivated you, inspired you to do so?
Okay. Well, it all started back when. When Nelson Mandela got released from jail, and that was February 8th, 1990. And that was the same day that they told me that I had to retire from nuclear engineering. So when everybody was losing their jobs back in middle 2005, 2006, I had experienced the same thing about 10 years before that, from back in 1995 and so on. Nelson Mandela got released from jail February 8th, 1990. So, and no matter how hard I tried, I was in New York at that time, and I relocated to Georgia. And I also put out over 100 different resumes and applications to get engineering jobs down here in the South. And I had a few interviews, but after the interviews, I wouldn't hear anything because I'm a Rasta man. And, you know, the system didn't want to hire me a certain way. So the vision that I had was that we as a people, we got to create and build for ourselves, because what's happening is that the system not going to hire us in these high-level jobs. So that's all right. They didn't want to hire us. That's okay, because we didn't go to college and university to work in the Babylon system, but we went to get that knowledge and bring it back to our community. So one thing I know is that in order for us to get better as a people, we have to organize ourselves. And Marcus Garvey was one of the greatest organizers, was able to bring us together as a people in a unification of over 10 million brothers and sisters. Because we as a people, we have some of the greatest ideas. If you listen to what each one of us is saying, who's talking positive and conscious, it's a real great idea. But what happened is that none of our ideas, Brother Bhavani, not even my idea, Ras Marvin, will be successful until we organize ourselves. But once we organize ourselves, then all of our ideas will be successful. So what we got to realize, Yaman, what we got to realize as a people, black people, we have the biggest business in the world. And that business is the business of organizing black people's skills, talents, and intelligence. It's bigger than CNN, it's bigger than Fox, and it's bigger than Europe and America and all of them put together. And the reason for that is because we outnumber them. So even though we have the biggest business in the world as a people, we still got to put it together. We got to organize it. And in other words, in organizing us as a people, we'll be building unity. And unity can be built, just like a man can build a rocket to go out in space. Black people can build unity, one brother, one sister at a time. And separated, which is system try to keep us, we don't have no power. But when we come together as a people, we become powerful.
Indeed, that's a true statement. I mean, I don't mark garbage that up my nation. God, you can copy what you will. You know, I look at that as a reality because I look at it in regards to different struggles, different movements. When everybody united, that made something significant for the people and made a significant change, significant cause. I've been on your website. You have a beautiful website that's full of information, like you said, and it's very informative. And I encourage anybody to look into it. So I would like to know, can you tell the people how I didn't get involved, become a member of the Collective Black People Movement?
Certainly. And what it's about, the Collective Black People Movement, is about servicing our people and being of service to our people. Because we have to think about, as a people, we all believe in unification. But how can we make unity reality in this time? How can we build our numbers together in this time? And what we need to have is a body that everybody can be a part of. So with the Collective Black People Movement, our job and our goal is to use the website to be that one body where our people can unite under worldwide. Because what we've done with the CBPM is that we launch a satellite into space and we're able to do what a satellite does. In other words, a satellite gets information to our people around the globe 24/7, 365. So we're able to send information of the works that our people do and our people's movements and our people's organizations do to brothers and sisters where there's not a large black community, or to brothers and sisters in other cities and states and countries. And when we send this information out, brothers and sisters respond by either filling out one of the over 400 different forms at the CBPM website that gathers our people's information, because the first part of our mission is to gather our people's skills, talents, intelligence. So we have to build this machine that automatically, whenever you search for anything black or anything African online, the CBPM website comes up. And that website address, brothers and sisters, is www.cbpm.org, cbpm.org, Collective Black People Movement. And to answer your question directly, how somebody becomes a member of the Collective Black People Movement is once you connect with a satellite that we've launched, and this satellite, we didn't launch it into space, okay, but we launched it around the world because we're not interested in looking for aliens on space, but we're interested in looking for our people around the world. So, yeah, man. So somebody can just, once you're at the CBPM website and the index bar is on every page at the top left, and it's listed alphabetically, you're looking for the link, become a member. And you click on that link and you fill out our online application to become a member of the CBPM. And Brother Bomani, I just want to share with you this information on the membership, is that the membership is 27 cents a day with the Collective Black People Movement. But we have a policy with the CBPM, and that policy is there's never any past dues owed by any member, because the CBPM knows that our unification as a people is worth more than 27 cents. So what we do is that we let our members know that everybody's dues are insured by our ancestors. That means if you can't 27 cents a day, which is $8.10 a month, if you don't can't pay that, don't worry about it because our ancestors have you covered. And just because you come in with the unification of our people, you're automatically covered. So in building this biggest business in the world for us as a people, what we know is that black people, African people, we have something that's more valuable than money. And we have something more valuable than gold and diamonds. And what we have as a people is that it's each one of us. All the money on the earth could never buy one of us. So the CBPM is in the business of gathering our people. Because when we gather our people, we're gathering the most precious item on the face of earth. So we got to see the value in each one of us. And that value is when we come together in numbers.
True indeed. No, the greatest resource ever is the human resource in a way, which was a great form of capital, the human capital, because we're actually the biggest resource we have is coming together in unity with each other, because that's all we have is each other and our actuality, and coming together with each other, we can put our minds together and build this nation, this government, this society, in which we all envision. Which we all envision in a righteous manner, founded upon truth, you know, founded upon our African lineage.
Add to what you just shared, Brother Bomani. Black people's skills and talents was used to build the whole Western world. It's our ancestors who built it. And not only that, and today we still maintain the Western world. So we use our skills and talents to build up everybody else. Now it's time for us to tweak it and use our skills and talents to build up us as a people. Because when we unite our people based on our people's skills, talents, and intelligence, we're able to unite our people across black organizations, because in all organizations you have educators. We're able to unite our people across black spiritualities, because in all spiritualities you have either medical or nurse people and so on. So this enabled us to build unification for our people, while at the same time our people is represented in all different areas. And we need our people to be represented in the different organizations our people are in, because each organization has a specific purpose and a specific mission. We need our people to be represented in all the different spiritualities that are positive for us as African people, because this is where the key is. The key is what black people doing from A to Z. And we're in the business of gathering this information, organizing it, and pushing and promoting each one of our skills, talents, intelligence to our people, because as we know that the spending power of our people yearly just here in the United States is so great. But the only way we can get on top of this or get a hold of it or manage it is that first we got to know what each one of us is doing as a people.
Indeed. It's all about their awareness, putting that information out there so people can get involved in what we got going on. So everybody can get involved and be participating in what we got going on, so we can be here.
That's right.
You know, also I see that you really a brother, jack of all trades, DJ, you tutor, math and science to the people. You into the science for real, you know. Are any of the youth involved in the collective black people movement? Is it a youth division or a collective black people movement?
Well, we have all ages involved in the collective black people movement. I think one of our youngest member might be about 12 years old. They were 8 years old when they signed up, but now they're 12 years old. So we have the collective is made up of brothers and sisters from youth all the way up to elders. I think one of our oldest members in the CBPM is coming to 88 years old. So we're able to unite our people from young to old. And in order to keep our name, the Collective Black People Movement, we have to make sure that we have a space there for every black organization, a space for every black business, a space for all black individuals. So otherwise, we will be stripped of our name. We wouldn't be considered collective. So therefore, we're working hard to make sure that we build this one body made up of our brothers and sisters. And we encourage our people to enter their information into our people's database, Skills Talents Intelligence database. That way we can push and promote our people, because we're organizing our people locally, city to city, statewide, national, and also on the international level.
Okay. I got one more question. I'm gonna pass it on to Mama Connie. Let her ask you a few questions, right? If a person want to get involved with UNIA ACL, how would they go about getting involved with it? How can you get involved with UNIA?
Great question. It's two organizations we're holding down here. From the UNIA CBCM office, one of the organizations I was just speaking on is the Collective Black People Movement. And the other organization is that we're the local chapter of the UNIA Division 421, the Dr. Julius Nyerere CBPM UNIA Division 421 here in Atlanta. And we have members throughout Georgia and a few members outside the state. The only way that somebody can join the UNIA, first of all, everybody black have to realize that you are already a member of the UNIA. And the reason why is because our ancestors created the UNIA ACL for all African people at home and abroad. So all black people are members of the UNIA. The caretakers of the association, because it was formed from 1914 by the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and Amy Ashwood Garvey on July 20th, 1914. And when it was formed in 1914, within 6 years, 1920, the UNIA ACL membership grew to over 10 million brothers and sisters around the world. And that's when the government was formed, August 1920. And the five things our ancestors did in that month of August 1920 to establish the government. And these are the same five things that any nation that was formed in modern times mean the last 1,000 years, they had to do these same five things too. What our ancestors did on August 1st, 1920 is that they issued a plebiscite. And a plebiscite is a public gathering by individuals, public declaration by individuals saying that they wish to desire to be part of their own government. And back in the 1920s, in order for our ancestors to establish the government based upon international law, we didn't have to go through America, or we don't have to go through any other country in order to have our own government, because this is our human rights. And what makes the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey one of the greatest leaders of African people, not only that he organized our people in the biggest movement that ever existed in modern times, last 500 years, but also had the biggest numbers. And Marcus Garvey, what made him different is because he knew about international law. When after our people went through the 400 years of being enslaved here in the West, people in Europe and European countries were saying, is Africans in the West going to exercise our human rights to have and form our own government, a government with our own leaders that look like us for the purpose of defending and protecting us? And Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey and ancestors knew about this, and they did the five things. So the first thing was a plebiscite, and that was August 1st, 1920, the opening of the first convention of the UNIA ACL, Negro Peoples of the World Convention. So on the first day, there was over 24,000 people who gathered at Madison Square Garden to do the plebiscite publicly. because during those days in 1920, Madison Square Garden, New York, can only hold 8,000 people. So what the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey did, he issued in the first 8,000 brothers and sisters, and they did the plebiscite publicly. Then he issued them out and brought in another 8,000 who did the plebiscite, and then he issued them out and brought the last 8,000 people, brothers and sisters, who publicly declared the plebiscite. So there was over 24,000 brothers and sisters who publicly declared that they wanted to be part of their own government on August 1st, 1920. The second thing, or second requirement in modern times for a government to be established is a declaration. Every government reform in modern times had to have their own declaration. And brothers and sisters, we got to know that, know what the declaration that our ancestors made. And this declaration was issued August 13th, 1920. And all this took place in the first convention of our people. And that was August 1920, in which our ancestors worked from sunup to sundown, 31 days in a row, from August 1st to August 31st. And they were able to do all the things that was required by international law to establish the government. So the second thing our ancestors did was August 13th, 1920, they issued to the world the Declaration of Rights of Negro Peoples of the World. And you can search online and you'll see the declaration. It's called Declaration of Rights of Negro Peoples of the World. And inside of it was 54 grievances that our people have and issued to the world that right now we're putting the world on notice that if they don't really deal with these things, the lynching of our people, the killing of our people, that right now we're going to go ahead and defend ourselves and do what we have to do. Because Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey had established the African Legion, our security, our defense unit, to protect us as a people. So also you should know that Declaration 39 said that the color of the flag of our people would be the red, black, and green flag. So the third requirement of having a government was that on August 15th, 1920, brothers and sisters, mark that day on your calendar, because we all say that we're done with the RBG, but do we know the history of the red, black, and green flag? And the flag was introduced to the world on August 15th, 1920, in the first Negro Peoples of the World Convention by the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. And he said, this will be the flag of our people of the world. And that's a third requirement of our government, to have a flag. And the fourth requirement is the Constitution. And everybody is aware of the Universal Negro Improvement Association government constitution. And the fifth requirement is recognition from other governments. And during Dr. Tony Martin, who was the official UNIA historian, and he put out the book Race First, and Dr. Tony Martin had documented in the book Race First over 40 different countries that our ancestors had embassy offices in these countries. And we wouldn't have been able to have embassy offices for our people unless these countries recognized us as an official government. So those are the five things our ancestors did in the month of August 1920. First was the plebiscite, August 1st. Second was the Declaration of Rights of Negro Peoples of the World, August 13th. The release of the red, black, and green flag, August 15th. The recognition from other governments, and also the UNIA Constitution. So our ancestors were able to put together all these documents and issue them based upon international law to the world. And then August 31st, brothers and sisters, mark it down on the calendar, August 31st became our Independence Day. And August 31st, from since 1920, is known as International African Independence Day. So our Independence Day is not July 4th, because July 4th, 1776, many of us were still in the Western world enslaved, those who are here in the European system. So that could have never be our Independence Day, because we never was free at that time. But August 31st, 1920, became our Independence Day. And what the Constitution says, it says that in any city where black people are, you just need seven brothers and sisters to come together who's dealing with race first to establish a local chapter of the UNIA if there isn't a chapter already in your city. So that's what we did in 2009 when we formed Atlanta Division 421, seven brothers and sisters from the collective Black people movement and Garveyites here in Atlanta, Georgia, came together and we formed a chapter. So that's one way how somebody can be part of the UNIA. But one member in the new chapter has to be a member of already of an existing chapter of the UNIA. So, and then the other way, someone can join the UNIA. So that's how you set up a division in your area if there's not one already. The only way someone can become a member of the UNIA, an active member we're talking about, because all Black people already are members, but the active member is somebody who gives $3 a month for the upkeep of our government. And back in the days in 1920s, the dues for the UNIA was 25 cents a month. And with our ancestors contributing 25 cents a month, we were able to develop a budget for the government of over millions of dollars. And we had a lot of business going on, from restaurants, doll factories, even up to our own shipping industry. And that all came together from 25 cents a month that our people gave in dues. So today the UNIA dues has moved from 25 cents a month to $3 a month. And Brother Bomani, you ever hear an idea where you pay a dollar to it and you get to keep 70% of your dollar? Well, that's the plan that our ancestors set up for us, is that when you pay the dues, say for instance, if you had a division there in your city, Columbus, Georgia, when you and the members and the brothers and sisters in Columbus, Georgia pay $3 a month, 70% of it stays with your local chapter to build locally, and 30% of it goes to our parent body. And at this time, I want to acknowledge and honor, give honor to the current President General for the UNIA, the Honorable Michael Duncan, President General Michael Duncan. And he's sort of originally from Jamaica, but he's based in New York, coming up out of the Queens UNIA Division 432. So for anyone to join the UNIA, they would have to request a membership application from one of the current divisions to join the UNIA. And that's how somebody becomes a member, because it hasn't been passed on the Black government floor if somebody can be a member online yet, but it's moving to that direction. But currently, you only can be a member by, active member by filling out a hard copy application and sending it to the division that is your closest division, UNIA division, to join.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate the information. I'm about to pass it on to Mama Connie. Let her ask you a few questions, because I know, you're going to be on just an hour. And I appreciate it, brother. I'm reaching out to you.
Well, Brother Bomani, I thank you so much for inviting me to be part this evening of the George Jackson University radio show. It's an honor, my pleasure, my brother. And I definitely want to make up that other time to you whenever you feel it's appropriate in the future. I definitely will be back with the family together.
True indeed, brother. I'm saying it. That's appreciated. Okay.
All right. Brother Bomani, step in real, ask a question real quick.
Go ahead.
Brother Rod.
Yes, greetings.
Did you ever read the book Invisible Man?
I've heard about it, but no, I haven't read it.
Okay, because my question was going to be, I was going to say, did you think the author and his depiction of the character Roz was referring to Marcus Garvey and his movement? Because some have speculated that he was, so I was just wanted your opinion on that.
Okay. What it is, my brother, and your first name is?
Brother Janaku.
Yes, Brother Janaku. What it is that I've been trained as a builder, and I spend most of my time building and creating things as an engineer, building things for our people. So as an engineer, our time is limited to sit down and actually go down to certain books and things. So, because every day we have to be creating and building things. So I haven't been able to be exposed that much to that specific book. But more I go down to the things of math, science, or African history, when it comes to us as a people, you know. But no, I'm not familiar with that book.
Oh, okay, brother. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mama Connie, your mic is open if you have any questions for the brother.
Okay. How much time do we have, Bomani? And the echo is bad.
We got about 20 more minutes.
Okay, I'll keep it brief. Greetings, Brother Ross. My name is Elder Mama Kandi. I'm an unofficial co-host here at George Jackson University.
Greetings, my elder, Mama Kandi. How are you this evening?
I'm smiling and blessed to be here because you're here, and that's a good thing. Our people need to hear about our first black nation and structure, organization, and our ancestors and the work that they did. I joined the UNIAACL out of Richard Allen City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when I was a preteen.
Wow. So
when you,
you've been
when you,
a member for
yeah.
years and years. Because if you have the title elder in front of you, you're telling from preteen. So, boy, you've been a member for decades. And by the way, Kandi and family, our ancestors established a world government for African people. And this was the first world government ever established for our people. And there's only two world governments in the world based on the government's constitution. And we all know Babylon, the Vatican, that is a world government. And also the UNIA is established. If you look in Article 1, the jurisdiction of the government, it says it's a government formed for the people of Negro bloods and our peoples throughout the world. So it's a world government, our ancestors, that formed for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always smile. There was a sister, she's out of Georgia. I think she was out of Georgia, Bomani.
Yeah.
Can you remember her name, the sister that was with the UNIAACL a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Ross knows the sister, Elena Poor. Ross knows the sister, Elena Poor.
Yes, Sister Elena, she's a member of our division, and she works in our research office. Yes,
excellent.
I know Sister Elena great well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you please remind her that she is supposed to communicate with me and assist me in getting back connected with the UNIA? Right now I'm in Olentangy, Ouachita, misnomered Columbus, Ohio, and start paying my taxes.
Yes,
$3 a month taxes, and you know,
mm-hmm.
just get back to doing the work. I got disconnected because about 17 years ago, the state of Ohio attacked me and falsely charged me and threw me in jail, and so I lost all my connections.
Mm.
But the first attack was the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania government, where they kicked my doors in, came in on horseback, beat and trampled my daughters, and then beat me into miscarriage. So I lost a lot of, you know, a lot of connections that way. So I'm trying to get back.
Mm-hmm,
I'm looking forward to it. So please tell her. My name should ring a bell for her.
Okay, yes, Mama Elder Kandi. And also, there in Ohio, there's a official UN, two official UNIA division. One is in Cleveland, Ohio, UNIA Division 133, and the other division is in Columbus, Ohio, UNIA Division 615. So if you're close to either Columbus.
I'm just hearing about that.
Okay, President Fred Cox, he's a president there for UNIA Division 614 in Columbus, and I from building with him, I heard that Ohio has a special history when it comes to us as African people. And a lot of the places' name up there gets African names from the rivers and the different towns and so on. So definitely I'll be able to connect you with President Fred at some time in the near future.
I would appreciate that immensely.
Matter of fact, you can go to Columbus, Ohio, UNIA division page at the Collective Black People Movement website, and all the contact information is there for the Columbus division, and that web address.
Say it again, please.
Yes.
Say it again.
I will. You can connect with UNIA division 614 out of Columbus by going to their Collective Black People Movement page, and their web address is www.cbpm.org/ Columbus Division 614.
Thank you for repeating that. I'm blind, and I am. My blindness started when they incarcerated me, and so I now am learning new tricks for being able to retain information. Where I used to be a serious researcher and note taker, now I'm a serious audio cassette recorder.
Okay. You like me, still back in the days of tape and cassette. I didn't even transfer to the CD generation, and those MP3 and MP4 and all kind of other stuff.
Well, I went blind, so it made using my laptop virtually impossible until I can afford this program called JAWS, which costs $1,500. Yeah. So I just said, okay, go back to the old school. That makes sense. So that's what I did.
Oh, boy.
That's why I asked you to repeat it so I could get it on tape and I'd be able to follow through, get the person that helps me with being my eyes, and she'll help me look, you know, online and be able to make that connection again.
Well, I want to share the number for the UNIA Division 421 and the Collective Black People Movement with the family, so that if anyone has any questions after this program, they can feel free to call us anytime during the week and so on. And the number to reach us here at the office, and Mama Kandi, I'll be able to connect you directly through three-way call and introduce you directly to President Fred, and he'll definitely bring you within the family. And there's another great brother out of Ohio who's doing works with the UNIA. He's a member of Division 614, and his brother T. Shaka. I don't know if you know him, but he's another great brother there from out of Columbus. We've got a lot of great family from out of Ohio. And wherever our people are, our people are magnificent.
True indeed.
Thank you. Okay, Bormani, I think my time might be up.
Yeah. You got some more questions. Go ahead and ask questions.
Okay, I don't want to keep the brother longer than he, you know, had planned to be.
You got time, about 8:50.
Yeah, I still got about 10, 15 minutes. I just want to let everybody know that because I'm a president of one of the UNIA divisions in 2017, the first Wednesdays of each month, all the presidents come together and meet with the parent body. And if we hear updates from the parent body, in the same time, we're able to present the parent body different questions that we may have as a division. So it just so happens that tonight is the first Wednesday, and we meet nationally, and few divisions from outside of the United States come on the call. And we put our heads together, and this has been going on now, the meeting of the presidents of the division with the parent body. This is also a 98-year tradition of our people.
Beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. And so the sisters, this is one that the sisters that work with me definitely want to know. The sisters have their own department where they work together and they meet and they deal with issues important to sisters. Does that still happen?
Mm-hmm. Of course, because how our ancestors established the government is that each division of the UNIA has both a male president and a lady president. And sisters are very important in the structure of the government. And they do certain jobs in the government, from the Black Cross nurses, a lot of sisters involved, but it's not only just for sisters. Brothers also can be part of it. The sisters is the backbone of our movement. And without the sisters, we all know that no black movement has been successful without our sisters. And you could go all the way back to Amy Ashford Garvey or Amy Jacques Garvey and many other sisters, Henrietta Davis, and they were so instrumental in building our government. And without the sisters, we couldn't do it. So, and you have certain, in today's time, you have certain divisions, UNIA divisions, where the president is a sister, a female. And we're building Atlanta division. We have 46 offices in our local UNIA division, and each office is coordinated by a brother and a sister together.
You are really making me smile over here right now.
Okay.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. You have no idea.
Oh, boy.
You deal with so much paternalistic, chauvinistic, egomaniacal, you know, crap from brothers that I'm just like ready to scream.
Okay.
And I am truly grateful to you for saying what you're saying here today. It's essential.
Well, this is how our government was established, and this is how our ancestors built it. And this is what we all got to know, that it's both of us, brothers, and rebuilding our government back to the great stage that it was from back in the 1920s. And what happened is that our first president, and in the black government, the highest position, we don't call it president like how they do in the United States government. Our leaders call the president general. And Marcus Garvey was the first president general of our government, and he served from 1920 all the way to 1940. And since that time, we've had 11 president generals. So everybody got to know the first 11 president generals for the black government. And brothers and sisters, we're here with the Division 421 here in Atlanta and the Collective Black People Movement, and we're building systems so our people can actually have this information right there, their cell phone. So one of the systems that we built is the nationwide black texting system. So any brother can, or sister, and I was getting ready to give out the phone number a little while ago, and I forgot, but let me give it out now. The number is 404-447-5299. Once again, that's 404-447-5299. And a simple way to remember the number is 404 Hip Jazz. Like, oh, you spell hip hop, you just spell Hip Jazz. 404 Hip Jazz, you dial us and you get us right here at the office. But the system that we developed was a nationwide texting system. So any brother or sister can text the word menu, M-E-N-U, to 404 Hip Jazz, and it will send you back a menu. And inside this menu, you can text UNIA training, and we have about 67 different topics of training. And one of the training, so you can text whatever information that the menu gives you. For instance, you can text the word President Generals to the 404 Jazz, and it will send you back the list of 11 President Generals and when they served. And it's a real detailed and in-depth system where you can get a lot of the information that we need to know, and we make it available to our people through the nationwide texting system.
And is there also a link from the website where we can get the Constitution?
Okay. The Constitution is online, but it's not official. So if you do search online, you might see it, but it's not the official Constitution, because the official Constitution only comes from the government. The Constitution is a document, and what we're doing here in Atlanta with our membership, when somebody becomes a member of our division, they automatically receive a Constitution, a copy of the Constitution. And other divisions may do it a little bit different. But yes, people who are members of our division, Division 421, they receive a constitution as part of their membership. And also another thing that we're doing in 421, the government start issuing black government IDs to our people. So you have to make sure that each one of us get our black government ID, because we consider ourselves conscious during this time as a people, but yet still our identification is given to us by alien race. That means we're not exercising our human rights to give ourselves our own identification. And since our ancestors already created the government, we just have a job to build it. So we don't have to recreate the government. So in building the government, brothers and sisters are able to get their own black government ID. And it's official ID that you can use it for any purpose you may need identification for. And that's all I use here in Georgia, is my black government ID. Whenever I might cash a check, or when I open a bank account, they ask you for your driver's license, and then they ask you for a second form of ID, and I give them my black government. Brothers and sisters have told me that they were able to use their black government ID when they were traveling, because they might have asked them, well, do you have identification? And of course, everybody has to have a passport, but the black government ID becomes a second form of ID. The only two things you cannot use it for, you can't use it for a driver's license, or neither can you use it as a passport. But anything other than that, it's official ID.
I thank you very, very much. I thank you for your time, your patience, and for your intelligence and sharing that with us. Thank you so much.
Well, Mama Condi, and we are the people, we have to always remember to think before we act. It's so vital.
Indeed.
Thanks, Bomani. I relinquish.
You're welcome, sister. We have any more calls on Comrade Jonicus? I know we've had to wrap it up anyway.
No, we don't have any additional callers.
Okay. You have any closing remarks on Ross Marvin?
Yes. I just wanna thank the family.
We have
again.
A bad echo again.
Yeah, I hear it.
I hear it.
Let me try it again. Okay, just want to thank the family again. Yeah, it's not there now. Thank the family again, especially to George Jackson University radio show, and you, Brother Bomani, and the whole family for inviting me to be part of the program. I'm looking forward to continually building with you, brothers and sisters, and I'm your servant. Anybody who doesn't have online presence, that needs online presence, that's my job, to build over 2 billion web pages for our people. That means every African people has to have their own web page if they're interested in doing it. Every black organization, everybody has to be represented at the CBPM website. And organizations' web page is just a door where brothers and sisters can connect with that organization, because the web page is connected to that specific organization's website. And it's so beautiful building with our people, because we get to connect with positive brothers and sisters from all over the country and from outside the country. And that's the most beautiful thing, to be able to touch the spirits of brothers and sisters, even though we're not able to see each other. But by us building and communicating, where our spirits are connected, and we find out that our people is going through the same thing, no matter which state we are. As long as we're here in the United States, we're facing the same discrimination, racism, bad treatment, as Mama Condi had described before, what happened to her and her daughters and thing. This is a nonstop practice that they're going on with against us as a people. And we only have ourselves to rely on. So important that we come together as a people, and we push each other, promote each other, service each other, and recruit for each other. And that's what we're doing through the Collective Black People Movement website. And what we realize is that we're able to come up on top of the Google search engines and other search engines, because we're coming in numbers. So you don't need to pay somebody to get up on top. of the search engines, all you need to do is come together in numbers. And with the numbers that we have over 1,500 pages at the Collective Black People Movement website, but yet still we haven't even scraped the surface of what we're doing as a people. So when we work for our people and build for our people, so much doors get open to us, because a lot of us has abandoned our people for integration, and we have that responsibility to hold up the red, black, and green flag and build for our people through self-reliance, and we do it for ourselves. And the road to self-determination through self-reliance may be the most difficult road to travel, because we're not going to get any help from anybody else, but also it's the most rewarding road to travel, because when we do for ourselves, we can do much better than anyone can do for us.
Indeed.
So I want to give out the contact information again for brothers and sisters to connect with the Collective Black People Movement. And we're asking everybody to enter your skills and talents, even if you're not ready to be a member of the CBPM right now, to enter your skills and talents and intelligence into the CBPM database. In building a page for each state, we've built probably about 30 pages for 30 different states in the United States. So if you're from Texas and you enter your skills and talents, we're going to add you to the Texas page so brothers and sisters can know that you're there. Or whatever state you're from, we add you to that page. So important for us to, with our skills and talents and intelligence, we can use this to uplift us as a people, because each one of us is blessed by the Creator with specific skills and talents, that everybody has a place within the movement of our people. So in putting this body together, we each got to find out where do we belong in the movement of our people, and then work from that perspective.
Indeed, brother. Again, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your information, brother, sharing your knowledge and expertise, man, and just being a servant of the people. I applaud your efforts and your works, man, and works you will continue to do in the near future.
Of course, my brother. This year is a life mission. Our ancestors worked their whole lives for us, and we got to do the same thing for the next generation. So this is a responsibility that we have as a people to help build that one body, because we all say that we believe in unification and we'd like to see our people unite. And it doesn't matter what organization you're part of, join an organization for our people, help with the works, and we got to see the bigger picture. We as leaders for our people, and we got to say, how can we put the organizations together to build that one body while each organization maintain their individuality and the works and the mission that they do for our people. And we can do it. We can do it. Nothing is impossible. And put us to a test as a people, and you know that our people always come out on top. So once again, I'd like to thank everyone for inviting me. And I want to give out the contact information one more time. The website address is CBPM.org, which stands for Collective Black People Movement.org. The phone number is 404-HIP-JAZZ or 404-447-5299. And I look forward in being a servant for you, Brother Bomani, Mama Condi, and the whole family, Brother Jonathan, and also to be a servant for the George Jackson University radio program. We have the radio page, cbpm.org/radio, and I'd definitely be adding the radio show to our radio program, plus the other works that you're doing. And it's so good to know that you're here in Georgia, and we're just a stone throw from each other. So I look forward in connecting with everybody in person so that we can continue building for our people.
Indeed, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, family, y'all take care, and I'm looking forward to coming and being part with the family again real soon. And let me know however I can be of help and of assistance. And I'm here as your humble servant. Russ Marvin, signing off. And we'll talk again soon, family. We say one God, one aim, and one destiny.
One destiny.
Grace first and black power for our people.
Indeed, bro. Peace, bro.
Wow, you outdid yourself this time, though, man. This time, though, man.
Yeah, I like lead on Georgia University website. Website up, which is www.georgiauniversity.com. Again, it's www.georgiauniversity.com. True indeed, Mama Connie.
So is that it for tonight?
Yeah, it is for the night.
All right. Good night, everyone. And I thank you.
Free your life.
We will win the war.